And that reminds me of you. I'm an open book that nobody can read. When we first met, you stole the breath right out of me. Now I'm wandering around with an anvil on my chest, replaying the mistakes and wishing I just left. People are like puzzles, all broken up and scattered. If we never met, I wouldn't feel so shattered.
What are you nervous for, Denise?
I'm nervous for my first radio show here. Here we go.
Is this even...
Yeah, well done, Matt.
A disaster like no other. Welcome to the Egg Hour. We're not whoever does the Egg Hour usually, but we are three lovely freshmen happy to be here on a Sunday night.
Thrilled.
This is 91.5. WMFO in Medford.
Guys, we came back from Thanksgiving break and now we're a little sloppy. We're usually really, really great.
Yeah, I guarantee.
We're super on form. But we want to talk to Denise tonight because Denise has never been on the radio before. And obviously,
I told them not to put me on the spot. And here they are.
Will and I are professionals.
We're professionals.
Of the radio business. Mm-hmm.
And Denise, I already have a question for you.
Will, hit me.
Cyber Monday, tomorrow, what's on your Christmas list?
What's on my Christmas list?
The cheapest day of the year.
I'm trying to buy some pens, you guys.
Pens?
Pens.
What kind of pens?
I mean, I use one brand of pen.
Is that the Pilot
series? It's actually Bic.
Bic?
It's a Bic pen.
Bic? All right.
Yeah, the gray one.
Bic rhymes with ick. Icky.
Wow.
That's, gotta go with the Pilot
series. Save the judgment
series,
for another day.
Pilot series G2.
Okay.
07 to 05.
Okay. I'm writing this down with my Bic pen right now.
I can tell.
Okay.
I can see it on
you
the
can
desk.
See me. We're writing it down, you guys.
I like it.
I'm glad we've had this great pen discourse.
Matt, what did we just listen to?
Oh. we listened to the one song that was requested by the person whose show this usually is. So again, we're not sure who you are, but we played you a song.
Mariah Carey. Wow.
So we hope you're enjoying your Sunday night, wherever you are, not doing this radio show.
Honestly, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for
some time off. Self-care.
It, sticking it to the man.
Right.
Really, you shouldn't be doing radio on Sunday nights. You should be studying. So.
Unlike all
I can't
of us.
Study without my pens.
Oh, you don't have anything.
Right. She has no Bic pens, and
no
therefore
Bic pens.
She will not be studying until they arrive. Anyway, I'm glad.
This is great.
We've really brought you some prime entertainment. I guess
yes,
we'll play more
welcome.
Music to
let's bring something else
try to rescue this this little disaster of a day. But goodbye.
Now Santa's
That's right. He's the heat miser, and his name is Will Wilson.
He's too much.
Too much?
He's too much.
He's too much!
Yeah. I think he's just right, but that's just me.
I think it's just right. I'm a little warm, but...
Definitely on the warm side.
I like it hotter.
Right.
You know?
I think
everyone does, you know?
Yeah.
You just listened to the heat miser, frost miser ballad.
I'd qualify it as a ballad.
I'd say it's a
ballad. I think
ballad.
It's a ballad, yeah.
A rhapsody, even.
It's chilly up here in Medford, I think.
And then you also heard some Weird Al.
I mean, we were going to play Weird Al no matter what. No matter what the theme.
It was Weird Al.
The theme, by the way, is that we are playing Christmas music because we are centered around the Christian religion.
Yeehaw.
Wait, that's our theme?
I think so.
I was unaware of that.
I thought we were doing just... Oh, what the heck? My headset just had a little... Just a little,
come on,
little
Will.
Boop there.
What are you, an amateur?
I'm a little nervous right now.
Some amateur.
I'm a little
nervous.
You
gotta do better than that.
Radio unprofessionalism
come
right
on.
Here.
We have a good Christmas theme.
We've been playing some great Christmas songs so far. We're not going to do any diversity of religion because we don't believe in it here and on the Egg Hour. And that is something that our usual host will definitely endorse.
I don't know if I can say that.
Surely.
Matt, Christmas season is on the rise. Tomorrow, Cyber Monday. What's on your...
Tomorrow is Cyber Monday.
We're
not aware.
What is on your Christmas
wish list?
All right, Christmas wish list.
Actually, Cyber Monday is in 44 minutes.
43 minutes right
go.
Now. You guys need to be queuing your
in.
Thing. And if you live somewhere into the Atlantic Ocean, it might be Cyber Monday already.
Why are you listening to WMFO if you live in the
Because you can listen anywhere with a WMFO app. Download today.
Matt, what's on your Christmas wish list?
Christmas wish list. Just more time with Will Wilson, honestly.
Wow. Well,
just this little Idahoan child. This little gem.
Quality family time.
You know, I think your wish might come true.
I can only hope so.
Your wish will come
this
true.
This was a tender moment here in studio,
I know. We're
folks.
Just really letting our emotions out.
I have a good feeling.
But, you know, Thanksgiving brings out the emotions.
Yeah.
What were you thankful for, Denise?
What was I thankful
Eigen?
For? Friends, family, pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie at my house is way better than the Duick pumpkin pie, I gotta say.
All right, we don't want to attack Duick. They do pay our bills here, so.
Yeah, you're right.
This is sponsored by Duick McPhee.
Nothing but love for
Dining
Duick.
Hall.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I'm thankful for mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese for sure. Are you Kraft or Annie's kind of guy?
Homemade. Oh, Annie's.
Homemade. Oh, okay.
Oh,
we're going to have to blacklist
to
you now.
Really just,
whoa,
yeah.
What? That's what I had for Thanksgiving. I had mac and cheese.
You didn't have turkey?
I was
cranberry
in
sauce?
An
oh.
Airbnb.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about this Airbnb tricky. Experience.
Right. Airbnb experience. I didn't shower over the weekend.
Delicious.
Didn't drink the water.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
The first two rules of Airbnb are not to shower and never to drink the water.
Right.
So I think you're doing okay so far.
And I only got a little sick from sleeping in the beds.
Wow. That's
only
a
little
win.
Sick. Now, did the person whose Airbnb it was, were they there too?
No, they were not. But they had a roommate there. Who was in his room?
Was his name like time. Craig?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. I think it was Kevin.
All right. Same thing. Same thing.
A little worse than Craig.
Same thing.
He was.
Yeah,
I
put
nice
Kevin
guy.
Lower down.
Right. Craig's are friendlier.
I think Craig's are friendlier. I would agree. Craig's
are
friendlier.
Kevin's are a little douchey
Kevin's.
For me.
Wow.
Whoa.
I mean.
Hey, sorry, Denise is a guest on the radio. She doesn't understand that here on the Egg Hour we keep things very, very kosher. Ironically.
Something that.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and play some music right now.
All right.
We have some more Christmas music.
And that's right, our theme is Christmas
right.
here on
Stay
the Egg Hour.
Folks.
The Egg Hour with the mystery host.
Despicable creature at heart, you know. It's so difficult to really change.
Difficult? Why, look here. Changing from bad to good's as easy as taking your first step. Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking across the floor. In front of the other, and soon you'll be walking out the door. You never will get where you're going if you never get up on your feet. Come on, there's a good tailwind blowing, a fast walking is hard to beat. Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking across the floor. Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking out the door. If you want to change your direction, if your time of life is at hand, well, don't be the rule, be the exception. Way to start is to stand. Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking across the floor. Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking out the door.
If I want to change the reflection I see in the mirror,
oh, you do?
You mean that it's just my election?
Just that.
To vote for a chance to be reborn?
Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you are walking across the floor. You put one foot in front of the other,
Mr. Grinch, you really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus, you're as charming as an eel. Mr. Grinch, you're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotch with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
we've been treated to some real Christmas classics here on the Egg Hour with Matthew Will and Denise Eigen. Yeah,
thanks.
It's Denise Eigen in the corner.
Yep.
Really, you know, bringing some...
She's kind of carrying the show.
I'd say...
I think so.
That's one way to phrase it, I think.
The backbone.
Yeah.
The backbone. Yeah.
You're the backbone.
Hidden at the back. Yeah.
And wow. I'm the nose.
I think Will is absolutely the nose.
I think Will's on the nose.
The back, the legs, and the nose.
Am I right? Anyway, we have some really important things to talk about. It's
Matt,
a question. I have a question for Will.
It's PSA?
Wilson. What? It is PSA time.
What's the question?
Here's my question. Why not cover your computer camera?
Why?
Why not?
Because I see all these kids walking around with these laptops, right?
It seems like on our
very campus.
They had these blue circular oval shapes on their laptop cameras and on their phones.
But here's the thing. No one's covering their cameras. And that's a problem. If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? I mean, in addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. And that's been a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Matthew, thank you so much.
Look, I just think it's important because there was once a kid in a school district near me who had a laptop, right, that was given to him by the school. He didn't cover up the camera, and then it turned out the administration was spying on him.
Wow. Chills.
That's messed up.
Did you get chills, Will? I got chills, Will.
I have a couple goosebumps.
Here's the thing. He was doing multiple illegal things. So I don't know how...
Here's the thing with covering your camera. Mm-hmm. What websites are you going to that make you need to cover your camera?
I think that's a question we can't necessarily
answer. I don't think that's a question we can answer.
All right, so for anyone curious to the answer for that question, Will Wilson's personal phone number is 610.
It's 5. I'm just going to stop.
You can call in.
Tune in to Wednesday's show at 5 a.m.
Because if Wednesday's at 5 a.m., you can say literally anything on the radio.
Tune into my show, Will and Not Grace, where I release the second number right behind.
And it's borderline X-rated, I'd say.
It's borderline. We listen to a lot of interesting music.
All
right. I encourage you to join. Matt, what do we got queued up next?
Hopefully a recovery.
Right.
So I'm going to go ahead and play it.
All right.
This one is, I will say, a classic.
Halt! Who goes there?
Us, of course. Who'd you think?
Oh, well, then that's okay. Okay, who, may I ask, are you?
We're Rudolph and Hermie and Yukon Cornelius, sir. Who are you?
I'm the official sentry of the island of Misfit.
Public poll, just wanted to hop on the air real quick. Who thinks Rudolph was voiced by a girl? And who thinks Rudolph was voiced by a man? Or anything?
That's why I'm a Misfit boy. My name is all...
It was just a question I had as a child. I wanted to address the public.
...in the box, so I had to come here.
Where's here?
Means a sack full of joys for millions of girls and for millions of boys.
When Christmas Day is here, the most wonderful day of the year.
A check in the...
This is some emergency buffering airtime.
We're good. We're good.
It turns out...
For Jimmy,
a dolly for Sue,
the kind that will even say,
"How do you do?"
When Christmas Day is here, the most wonderful day of the year.
spotted elephant.
Or a choo-choo with square wheels on your caboose.
Or a water pistol that shoots jelly.
We're all misfits.
How would you like to be a bird that doesn't fly? I swim.
Or a cowboy who rides an ostrich.
Or a boat that can't stay afloat.
We're all misfits.
If we're on the island of unwanted toys, we'll miss all the fun with the girl and the boy. When Christmas Day is here, the most wonderful, 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 wonderful day of the year.
Hey, we're all misfits too. Maybe we can stay here for a while.
Well, you'd have to get permission from King Moonraiser.
Who's he?
He rules here. Every night he searches the entire earth. When he finds a misfit toy, one that no little girl or boy loves, he brings it here to live on this island till someone wants it. He's holy.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa. But as for me and Grandpa, we believe she'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa. He's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black, and we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back?
Send them back!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now the goose is on the table and the pudding made of fig. Ah, and the blue and silver candles that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Sing it, Grandpa.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Merry Christmas, indeed. Yeah. Indeed. You know, you have
Merry
to just...
Christmas, indeed.
Thanks. That one was by request of our wonderful co-host, Denise, yeah. A regular here on the Egg Hour.
Frequent.
Yes. Frequent is a word.
Yeah.
Denise said that it's an important song to her childhood. Favorite. It's because her grandmother actually did get run over by a reindeer.
Grammy did die.
But it's not. Well, we don't want to be sensitive to that.
She died?
she died because of the reindeer. I like to play the song in her memory.
I just thought she got hit and she's fine. Have you ever seen the movie?
I, you know, I haven't. I kind of always assumed the song was based on Idaho. I think we're on the same tangent there. Yeah.
There's a few incidents of grandmas getting run over by reindeers where I'm from, actually.
Where are you from, Will?
I'm from Lewiston, Idaho.
Lewiston.
He's from Idaho. Let's make that clear.
Yeah.
I'm from Lewiston.
This is a person from Idaho.
I'm from Lewiston, Idaho.
He's literally the only person I've ever met from Idaho.
Yeah.
Probably the only person I'll ever meet from Idaho.
Oof. I could introduce you to another person from Idaho that goes to Tufts.
That seems like a lot of networking. Let's cool it down right here. Let's just relax. Now, what's funny is that I think our show kind of inspired something up in the North Pole, because someone was knocking on our studio door, and we thought, of course, we were going to be taken off the air because of our, you know, problematic DJing. But in fact, there was just a special guest who wanted to come in and say hi, because he's starting to reach like the peak of his work year, you know, and
December
can be very stressful, but we're really honored
he's
that he wanted to come in and just say, you know.
He wanted to talk about us.
Oh, there he is. Oh my gosh. See, he's struggling a little bit with the microphone.
Take a guess of who our special guest is.
Do you know who this is?
I do. I wonder if our listeners do.
Have you been naughty or nice?
Oh, man.
Really getting right into it.
Right to the punch.
I want to tell you who it is.
It's Santa Claus.
Oh wow, he's really just announcing himself there.
Yeah.
All right, Santa is just... All right, we're going to take him off the air because we're a little afraid of what he might say. We don't want to violate any FCC guidelines. We'll just go ahead
Thank you very much, Santa, for stopping in.
Good luck making some toys for children of all denominations.
It'll be a busy year, but we're here to support you.
Yes.
I have an interesting elf costume story to talk about after our next queue of songs.
Wow, I literally cannot think of anything that would excite me more than hearing those stories, so...
December 24th on Hollis Avenue. Christmas trees. Decorate the house with lights at night. Snow's on the ground, snow white so bright. In the fireplace is the Yule log. Beneath the mistletoe as we drink eggnog. The rhymes that you hear are the rhymes of carols. Like each and every year we bust Christmas carols.
Christmas carols.
Sunshine of a friendly gaze. For the holidays, you can't beat home, sweet home. I met a man who lives in Tennessee. He was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. Pennsylvania folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, if you wanna be happy in a million ways, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home. He was heading for
Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie.
Some pumpkin pie.
From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore.
From Atlantic to Pacific,
gee, the traffic is terrific.
Oh, there's no place like home for my
million ways.
For the holidays you can't
No, I just, ew.
Ew? What did you say?
Ew, I just touched Will Wilson's leg hair by accident, so.
That's so okay. There's a lot of really intimate and personal moments happening here in the WMFO studio. That's right, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO.
In Medford.
Oh, it is. Medford. It is in Medford. Not in Somerville, actually. Common misconception. Everyone always tells me, they say, Matthew, like, I heard you do radio in Somerville. And I say, no, it's actually in Medford.
You get that a lot.
I do.
I see people
come up to me on the street, you know.
They're like, Matt, the guy, the radio guy in Somerville?
Yeah, in Somerville. And no, guys, it's actually Medford. And
Matt has to correct them every time.
It takes time away from you guys getting pictures with me.
Autographs.
Like, if we could just eliminate that step, I could just go about my life and you could go about yours and you could still get that gram with me.
You're so efficient.
It's true. I'm very good with the autographs. We've been here talking about Will Wilson's pants for a good while now.
I want to bring
that kind of conversation to the public.
Right.
Will is wearing some very form-fitting pants.
Form-fitting.
Some sort of track pants.
He just stood up in the studio as if to demonstrate.
So you could all see him.
I hope you guys all are liking this image that you're getting.
And the question that he asks is, do people like Puma branded?
The pockets have zippers, and on the leg, the calf, you can unzip it. Denise, could you do the honors?
Slowly, preferably, right.
So right now we have Denise slowly unzipping Will Wilson's pants.
Wow.
It's just the calf zipper.
Just the calves. We don't do anything wrong here on the Egg Hour.
The calf hair.
So that's right. If you haven't had a visual of Will Wilson's calf hair,
stop him anytime. Ask.
He will show you.
Just unzip those pants ever so
slowly. Honestly, you won't even have to ask. If you see him, you'll probably see it.
Yeah, just ask. I'm willing to show it to you.
He is.
So I wanted to tell you about my elf costume.
Oh yes, please, the elf costume story.
So
please.
For the past 2 years,
two whole years
in high school, every time there'd be the Christmas assembly, and I'm helping out. I'm leading the assembly and whatnot, I'd wear my elf onesie.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little small, so I cut the legs open, and I wear some black tights underneath. So I have an elf onesie, I have some Santa suspenders, and I have a hat.
Santa suspenders, say that five times fast.
Stay tuned for Santa suspenders when my mom ships the costume to me this week.
Wow.
I'm certain you'll get to see it.
That's a mother that loves you.
Yeah, get you a mom like that.
Honestly, get you a mom that will ship you your Santa suspenders.
And
because my
tights.
Mom won't, as much as I ask her.
I have a second pair of Santa suspenders.
Backup. Whoa. A backup, if you will.
I would say
would
it's a
you
backup.
Consider sharing?
I need it for my partner.
Oh.
Some big connections being made here on WMFO.
Plot really thickens, folks.
Partner in what?
Crime.
No.
No crime.
No crime here on the studio.
What? Not in the studio, at least.
No, I'm looking to have a partner just when they want to be my partner.
One day
it might be a friend of, let's just say, someone named like Athume.
Well, we're just getting into the pig Latin here.
Oh, okay.
And someday it might be another guy named Will, you know?
Wow.
Like Will Porter.
Wow, okay, so...
One day it might be him, one day it might be both another friend that I'm...
Love stories and love tragedies being told
another,
here.
Another tender moment, it's bittersweet.
Who knows who'll be my partner? One day it might be someone different.
It's a Medford mystery for you guys.
Honestly, a Medford mystery. Again, not a Somerville mystery. Right. We are not associated with the town of Somerville in any way.
And with that, we bring you our next tunes.
We're going to bring you into a song. I think this song will make us... seem like we have class.
Right.
And that's really all you can ask for.
Let it sink in and enjoy.
Nice segue.
Thank you.
You're doing so well.
Anyway.
Right.
Nice segue.
I set you right up.
We just want to bring you right back into the music. But we had to just take a brief moment for ourselves.
A little technical delay.
Just college kids. What
Talking
can you
about technical delays, my bus to New York had a delay.
Oh, yeah? Tell us why, Will.
It was raining out. Okay.
Oh, man.
It's a vandalism occurring in the studio here.
Oh, no. They don't need to know about that.
Anyways, the bus.
Bus.
It was raining, and the windshield wiper broke.
Just one of them, though.
The windshield wiper broke.
Just one. So we were delayed. An hour.
Oh no.
Another bus had to come, and we transfer buses. But being delayed an hour means you come into New York an hour later, and then that means an hour later into the prime time.
Speaking of New York, do you know who once had a song called New York, New York? It was Frank Sinatra. Here's another one of his songs.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, with the able assistance of the Waves singing platoon of 40 voices, we offer Schubert's Ave Maria.
We're back on air. Don't worry about it.
Right.
We're just going to talk over Frank here for a little bit.
I hope he doesn't mind.
We just wanted to say goodnight.
Good night, everybody.
Good night,
or
folks.
Should we say good morning?
Good morning. You know what morning it is? It's actually Cyber Monday.
It's Cyber Monday. Man. Guys, get on Amazon. Get your wish list together.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I have a long wish list, of which I cannot say.
Mine's just pens.
Yes, remember the big pens.
I'm going to get some shoe trees.
Shoe trees.
Now,
yeah,
what is
Will
that?
Will explained a shoe tree to me earlier.
Shoe
tonight.
Trees are the things you put in shoes to keep their form.
I thought it was going to be some like festive tree.
No, I'm going to get some cedar shoe trees. It helps it smell nice. Takes out the moisture. It'll keep the form for my dress shoes.
Wow, admirable.
Yeah. I need some
because
it's really admirable stuff.
The worst thing in the world is dress shoes without form.
Without form.
Very true.
Formless.
I don't want to have to buy new dress shoes every year. I want to be able to keep mine.
That would be
for the
absurd.
Next few years.
He's
and that's why
man.
You get a shoe tree, kids.
Or two, one for each.
Do we have
so
time
again,
to fit in a shoe tree PSA?
Oh, I think we do. Buy them.
How do you decorate a shoe tree? Popcorn on a string? Lights?